Just wanted to start off by saying how excited I am to join the Cleveland Browns. A great organization with a great history, and I'm excited about the new leadership team with Joe and Jimmy. I've admired what Joe has done for a long time in Philadelphia, and have a lot of mutual respect for Joe, and we can already see Jimmy's energy with the team, and I'm just ready to get started.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll open it up for questions for Alex.
Alex, Darrell Ryder from 92.3 The Fan, welcome to Cleveland. Could you talk about what you were able to do in Dallas alongside Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, and, you know, just how does that play into what your role with the Cleveland Browns is going to be?
Well, I think we focused on creating a new experience for our fans, for our business partners, for everyone in the community. And we were creative, and most of the things I think we did work, but some didn't. And we brought a lot of energy and creativity to it. And that would be the goal in Cleveland. I understand the markets are different and the tradition is different and the fans are different. But the energy that we bring to it and the creativity we bring to it and the thoughtfulness we bring to it will be the same.
Have you had a chance to think, to look at the stadium and think what you might be able to do to help that?
I've been to the stadium twice. I've been very recently during a game, and I paid as much attention as I could to the pregame, the during game, the post game. So we have some thoughts, and our idea is to really enhance the fan experience everywhere, at the stadium on game day, but on the internet, in our radio and TV, wherever we can, wherever we touch the fan, we should be always striving to improve. There's some things I saw about the stadium experience that can be better. That goes for every stadium in the NFL. And we'll work at it, and we'll test things out. And if they work, great. And if not, we'll keep testing. But we have a challenge, which is to get people to really enjoy coming to the stadium. The NFL has that challenge, and we'll work hard at it. That'll be a big part of our job.
How much the focus do you think might be for actually making stadium improvements? And in your conversation so far with Joe Banner and Jimmy Haslam, have you guys talked about that as far as prioritizing making improvements to Cleveland Browns Stadium?
We've spent some time talking about it, but we need to have more time where we're in the same office and seated together. And I think the priority will be how can we make it better, and then what does that mean, right? Is it a substantial investment? Is it a major renovation? Or there are other things that we can do in the meantime? And we just haven't had enough time to really delve into it, but we will. We will.
Alec, what were you most, some of the things that you were most proud of about the fan experience at Cowboys Stadium?
Well, it's like nothing else, right? And so I guess the way I look at it is the way the fan experience is at Cowboys Stadium is similar to the fan experience at Lambeau Field, which is that you know you're going to get something that's unique, that fits in with the culture of the organization. And that's what I'm most proud of, right, which is that we created something that is perfectly fit for the Dallas Cowboys. And I'd like to do the same thing in Cleveland, create something that links us to the past and links us to the community in a way that when fans from outside of Cleveland, Browns fans outside Cleveland come, they know exactly where they are and they enjoy it.
Hey, how did you get to meet Joe Banner and how well we know him?
It's interesting. You know, I've gone to NFL owners meetings over the past, I guess, 9 years. And it's not as if the Cowboys and Eagles are great friends on the field, at least. But I've seen Joe at the meetings. I've admired what he's done from a business standpoint, from a football standpoint. The Eagles are a model organization, or they were when Joe was there. And that's it. We just got to know each other a little bit, but really it's just mutual respect And sometimes when you're in the league, you look around the league and you say, who are the people who really have done a great job? And Joe was always at the top of that list.
What do you see as your goals in terms of all the different things, media-wise, internet, television, radio? What's your vision there?
Now, I haven't studied it carefully, but my goal would be the same regardless, which is to have a really strong single brand that we can carry through all of our distribution platforms, and that once again links with the tradition of the team, and that when you're being touched by our media, you can smell it and touch it, and you know exactly what it is, and make it consistent, and then make it useful to our fans, right? Make it have our fans learn things that they couldn't learn in other places, and yet still be complimentary to the other media that's out there.
Alec, do you see this as a marketing gem in some of the same ways that the Cowboys is a marketing gem?
I do, because the brand is so iconic, and there's so much history behind it, and the fans clearly care about the team. And we just have to harness it, right? And we have to harness it everywhere. We have to harness it with our employees. We have to harness it with people in the community. Everyone can be a Browns fan. Everyone in Northeast Ohio, everyone in Ohio can be a Browns fan. And we just have to reach out to people and kind of prove our value proposition on the field and off the field.
Do you anticipate at all meeting with, a little resistance when it comes to, preserving the tradition but also kind of moving things forward? There's never been cheerleaders. There's never been logos on the helmets. There's never been this and that. I mean, how are you going to, pull this team forward into the next decade?
Well, I'm not sure you need to change those things to pull the team forward. And so I really think it's just more about connecting with what we have already in more effective ways. And that's not to say it hasn't been done well in the past. It's you can always do better. And so I'm not sure we have to change any of the things that have made the Browns so great. We just have to keep doing them better and keep working harder at it.
Just how big a project was getting that Cowboy Stadium built. I mean, it's such a mammoth facility, and everything is so cool and neat about it. Can you just talk a little bit about how you were able to get that done?
Sure. It was gigantic, and it took our entire organization to pull it off. And that's one of the lessons I've learned. I mean, we have so many unsung heroes here in Dallas that helped build that stadium. And it was a 40-month project, but really it was in some ways a 10-year project, and it's still going. And from the financing to the land acquisition to the construction, the design, the sales, this entire organization worked its tail off to make it happen. And it was just incredible. I mean, when you sit in the stadium now and you just think where we started, it's incredible to see.
Couple more questions, guys.
Alec,
how well did you get to know Jimmy Haslam in this process, and how do you compare him to Jerry Jones?
Well, I probably wouldn't compare the two, but I've gotten to know Jimmy a bit, and what's amazing about Jimmy, he's got a couple traits that I find to be just very unique. I mean, he's got incredible energy and charisma, and I know you guys have seen that already. He's got incredible passion for football, and I know you've seen that. But he's a tremendous learner, and he's accomplished so much in his career, and yet he's still open to learning about the NFL and the Browns and how the NFL business works. And that was the most attractive things about this opportunity for me, which is someone with the that kind of energy and passion and success, but still is curious about things and still learning.
Alec, what are your very earliest thoughts about the notion of putting a dome on this stadium?
Well, I'd have to sit down with Joe and Jimmy and talk about that. I've read about it, but I'd have to sit down and talk with them. I mean, I think that's part of a much bigger conversation about how to enhance our stadium for the fans.
Thanks,
and
Alec.
Thank you, everyone, for having me. I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward
thank
to
you.
Going to Cleveland.
All right, I'm here now. If you wanted to follow up with us, anything that you didn't cover, you wanted to ask me that wasn't hard, I'm ready.
Joe, could you just take us through the process of hiring Alex and, you know, where you think he's going to be the greatest benefit to the organization?
Well, Alec and I started talking last June when it became public that I was looking for a new opportunity about possibly joining each other. We had a series of meetings, and then Jimmy, Alec, and I had a series of meetings together, and just felt like it was a great fit and represented what you've heard us talking about in terms of trying to attract the best of the best in the league and ending up with a really strong organization. I think he's going to impact the organization a lot of ways. I think the biggest way will be the very things you're asking him about. I think his ability to transform the fans' experience and all the different ways they connect to us, again, whether it's the internet or a television show or a game day experience. My personal opinion is there's nobody better, more established, and having done more in those areas and more successfully than Alec. So I think it will happen over time, but I think people will see an enhanced experience that will really help add to the enjoyment of being connected to the team.
Now, is this a role you've always felt needed to be filled? Or did you always plan on hiring a president?
I always felt there was a need for a person other than myself who had significant responsibility in the day-to-day operation. Whether that was going to be executive vice president of a chief operating officer or president was something that evolved through wanting to attract and structure the organization in a way, attract somebody who's really good and then structure the organization in a way that gave them a chance to make a big impact. And once somebody of Alec's caliber was available, it felt to me like the right way to do that was by making him president of the team.
Does this mean that you will be concentrating even more on football than you did in Philadelphia?
No, I mean, I think that again, it's hard to answer that without quantifying what I actually did on football in Philadelphia. But no, I mean, I was, Alec will report to me, and some aspects of the day-to-day operation will continue to report to the both of us. And the, you know, football people, in a management sense, will have the same structure.
Hey, Joe, I know we've asked you this before, and I'm sure this is not something that you can address now, but since we've all last talked to you, Mike Lombardi's name comes up day after day after day after day. Is there any truth to the Mike Lombardi reports?
Yeah, I am going to stick with the same answer, just because starting to go down the path of speculating on these things is not going to be helpful at this point. So, you know, we're still going to decide at the end of the season to make public the decisions we've made on the people that are here, and then that will lead to whatever the next steps are at that point.
Can you answer this question? When do you think after the season that decision will be made? On that the 31st or when?
I mean, I think we'll make the decisions quickly after the season. I don't want to say if it's, you know, one day or 2 days or 3 days, but I think it will be quickly.
Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I've had trouble. I missed the whole Alec thing. I couldn't answer a question. An issue such as uniform change, would Alec be responsible for that or contribute to that?
He would contribute to that. He would be part of the discussion and the thoughts about whether we should or we shouldn't, and if so, to what. That would ultimately be something that would really be Jimmy's decision, but we won't do anything like that without a lot of thought. spot, a lot of inclusion of the fans, a lot of focus groups. And I can assure you that we haven't made any decision on it, and it's far from the top of our priority list right now.
Okay, what would you say is the top of the priority list?
I think the top is making, I think the top is reflected by the hiring of Alec and other top executives and making the decisions we need to on the football side of the organization. Really getting the right lineup of people here and then seeking to kind of create a period during which we have continuity and we give this team an opportunity to build on both the business side, fan experience side, community involvement, and the football side. With a sustained period of continuity.
Okay.
It's really all about putting the team of people in place we want.
Okay. One thing Alex said was bringing the tradition of Cleveland and just the brand of Cleveland, bringing these improvements, which would be unique to Cleveland and all that. How does someone who's never been here that much acquire the knowledge of what that means?
Well, the team has for many years done a tremendous amount of research that's available to all of us. And the passion that's in the marketplace, believe me, it doesn't take more than a few minutes to be here for people to start to share that with you. And we do have and will have a number of employees in the organization that are from this area and have lived with and loved the history and the traditions. So I think that's not as hard as it may sound. I mean, I have a lot left to learn, but I feel like I know a lot more than I did a couple of months ago when I first got here on this subject myself.
So have the decisions and the thought processes on Tom Heckert and Pat Shurmur, are they still in forming in your mind, or have you pretty much made decisions on those people that you just don't want to announce yet?
We have not made decisions, but obviously as time has gone on, we've thought about it more. We've talked about it more. More factors that will influence the final decision have become clearer and clearer. So I don't want to make it sound like we're in the same place we were 2 or 4 or 6 weeks ago. That has advanced quite a bit, but we're not at the point where we've made definitive decisions.
Joe, when you set up your football organization, who will have final say on personnel?
Well, we're going to see when we get the team together what the best way to do that will be. But our driving force, as is the case on, I believe, all of the successful teams in the league, are gather a group of good, smart, effective people and generate consensus wherever we can on the decisions we make.
Joe, there's a lot of talk about Tom Heckert and what he's been able to do in the 2.5, 3 years that he's been here. Could you touch on maybe some of the defining criteria that you're looking at as far as whether or not you would like to go forward with him as the GM?
Well, generally I can do that. I mean, I think that what we're trying to do is look down the road a couple of years from now and the qualities that it will require to make the right decisions, have the right philosophy about building the team, integrate the right people together that add to each other and make each other better, complement each other, I guess is the right way of saying it. And whether we're, putting together a team of people that's as strong as, any in the league, because our goal is initially to improve, but eventually to be amongst the better teams in the league. So we're only going to achieve that if we're collectively a group of the best people in the league at what we do.
So Tom said he came here because he was given in his contract final say over personnel in the draft. Are you comfortable that he keeps that if he stays with the Browns?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're getting ahead of where we're at. I think when we make the decisions and announce them, we can deal with specifics like that.
A couple more questions, guys.
You said a while back that these weren't going to be micro decisions, like a win here or there wouldn't affect your decision. Is there anything that can happen in the last couple of weeks that would affect your decisions on Tom like that?
Not something new, but I think continuing to spend time with them and observe things, focusing on, as you said, the criteria that we're going to use, I think helps you gain confidence that you're doing the right thing and you're being objective and you're looking at it the right way.
Joe, to go back to what was said about the experience of the stadium being specific to Cleveland. Does that mean it will not be like Dallas? I mean, Dallas has a certain image where everything's bigger in Texas, that kind of thing, a big show out there besides the game. Is that going to be real important to you to maintain a unique environment in Cleveland that's separate from Dallas?
Yeah, the experience here will be nothing like the experience in Dallas. The only similarity, I hope, is that we create an energized experience that people feel that they're appreciated, whether it's a concession line or a sight line or the quality of the music or the halftime entertainment, that people feel that for who we are here, that the experience matches up and feels like it's fun and enjoyable to them and, you know, consistent with an organization that's trying to do things the best they can do them. So there won't be any market, not just Dallas, that you could look at and say it's going to be like that. It's going to be what fits this marketplace, whether that's the feel, the nature of the music, the, you know, hopefully some of the areas, the concession lines, getting into the building that people are frustrated with now that we can make improvements in. They'll all relate to our experiences here, not what anybody else is doing.
This may be way down in your priority list too, but the Browns have never had cheerleaders. Dallas has a long tradition of it. Is that even on your list of considerations?
Yeah, as long as you won't tell my wife, it's high up on my list of the. No, I don't think we're focused on that question. I mean, we're well aware because it's something in the marketplace people are very aware about and ask about and are curious about, but it's not anything we've spent any time discussing yet at all.